Good morning, and we welcome back to the program from the Osgood Beautification Committee, Billy Ebinger. Good morning to you, Billy.
Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
I am. I'm great. I'm doing things all over the place today.
Indeed, and we appreciate you coming in the studio this morning to talk about the not only OBC, as it's known, but also a pretty cool event that's coming up, a Christmas show at the Osgood Beautification Committee. Of course, you've been doing these for the last several years, but you've got one coming up in early part of December, and what can you tell us about that?
Yes, we are so excited to welcome the Isaacs to Osgood at our Damm Theater. Now, that's D-A-M-M, for those of you that that might not be too familiar with the area, but our Damm Theater is a historic site that we really enjoy filling. So the Isaacs is a great group to be coming in. We have they are a country western gospel group, and they've been around for a long time. They've celebrated their 50th anniversary of singing publicly in 2021, they celebrated 50 years. Their harmonies are phenomenal and well known throughout the industry, and I think that our group is going to be presenting a sellout performance with this one.
You understand that tickets are going rather fast.
Yes, we expect them to go quickly. We've just released them, so there are some that's available yet. But please don't wait too long, because we do anticipate a sellout crowd.
Okay, so that'll be December 10th at 7 p.m. at the Damm Theater in Osgood. And just looking over some of the information about the group, they've been on the RFD Network's Larry's Country Diner and also appeared with the Gaither Homecoming videos and tours over 20 years. And they've won quite a few awards as well.
Yes, they've won 9 Dove Awards, and those are prestigious awards. That's not something that just every group gets. They have 3 albums that have received Grammy nominations. And this group is one that you really want to hear singing the national anthem. And they've sung our anthem for the NFL groups, for the Major League Baseball groups, the Basketball Association, as well as hockey. So they have been, they have been out there for a long time. And like I said, their harmonies are just fantastic.
And also looking over some of the other information about them, they've sung with quite the array of so-called mainstream artists.
Oh yeah, we're talking big names here. We're talking Dolly Parton, Paul Simon, the Oak Ridge Boys, Don Williams, George Jones, and Merle Haggard. We're going down a pretty big list, and they've toured with Reba McEntire, so they are just good people.
And see, of course, Ricky Skaggs among them, and also Alison Krauss, Marty Stewart. I mean, it just looks like the list could go on and on and on.
It goes on and on.
That's quite the resume. And not only do they sing, but they also do some good works in the community as well.
Yeah, they've got a foundation that helps the less fortunate in America. And they also have a branch called the Fishman Isaacs Israel Initiative. And it has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's specifically for Holocaust survivors, but for the people of Israel in general. So it says, a quote from them says that we help people as we can. So that is so good. As we can doesn't mean that that people have to give a lot. They just have to give as they can. So that, I think that's a very important thing for people to remember. Their motto for their foundation is "Heart for God, Heart for Good. I will bless those who bless my people," and that's so powerful.
Yeah, and especially rather timely that it's brought up.
Yes,
with
what's going on in the world, it's good to know that people are not forgetting those that are in the way of danger.
And of course, you know, getting a group like the Isaacs and some of the other groups you've had, of course, along the same lines, of course, the Oak Ridge Boys several years ago. And, of course, they started out in gospel before they went into top 40 country. But I imagine, as we've talked about in the past, Billy, that it's quite the undertaking as far as getting the Acts booked and so forth.
There's a lot of details. You don't realize what goes into putting on a performance like this until you actually have to do it. And as the chairman of the group, I have found that there are a lot of details that people overlook, including me. You know, sometimes we get to the end of a performance and it's like, oh, I forgot to do this. But we've pulled it off. We've got a great group of volunteers. They don't let me forget very much stuff.
It's always good to have the checks and balances.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So again, the performance of the Osgood Beautification Committee and more specifically the Theater Committee presenting this year's Christmas show at the Dam Theater. It'll be December 10th at 7 p.m. featuring the Isaacs. And you be sure, as Billy said, get your tickets because they are going rather fast. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. And we'll continue our conversation with Billy Ebinger with the Osgood Beautification Committee right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To-Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go, big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Billy Ebinger. She is with the Osgood Beautification Committee. And, of course, you're a volunteer-led organization. You're dedicated to making Osgood a great place to live, work, and play. But can you tell us a little bit about more about the organization specifically as far as how you got involved and how other folks can get involved?
Well, like many of us, I got involved by just attending my first meeting. And the meetings are held the second Tuesday of each month at the Voldico Insurance Office in Osgood. Usually at, I'm going to say 6 o'clock. It might be 6:30. Check with me if you're interested. Anyway, we've got a good group of volunteers. And you don't have to have any specific talent or skill to be a part of the committee. Just willing to help out where needed. I just joined just a couple of years ago, and my first official task was to take on the chairmanship of the theater committee. So that doesn't happen all the time. So don't get panicky if you get involved that you have to be a chairman of something. That's not the case. But I was really interested in the theater committee, so that's where I landed, and that'll be the same for you when you come. Just take a look at our different committees and choose the one that fits for you, and that's what you can do. Or many of our members serve on multiple committees. And, there's not a big time commitment involved in it, especially if you just want to help out where needed, a few days a month, maybe even less than that, depending on what you want to do. So that you know, some of our committees... we have what's called the OBC committee. That's the over-branching committee, sort of. We do things like putting the flowers in the pots down Main Street. We plant dogwood trees throughout the town. The Christmas wreaths and that you see on the light posts, things like that. That's what the OBC does. Then we have community events, which are like this past weekend we had the Halloween Rage, the Pumpkin Rage, and the Pumpkin Race. Those were two huge events. And if you went through Osgood, you would have seen the wonderful display of, I think there was over, I'm thinking they said over 300 painted and decorated pumpkins. The race was a lot of fun. So that would be an example of the community events. One, I think it's unique. We have a Urban Development Committee. And right now, they are in the process of building a house. It's nearing completion, and It's right off of Main Street there in Osgood. And they took a property that was rather distressed, and they have put a new house on it. And that's just going to make our community look better and give someone the opportunity to have a nice place to live. Children's Outreach is one of our biggest committees, and they have all kinds of events. They actually sponsored the pumpkin race. They do things like they provide food for children at school for the weekends. They'll pack backpacks with enough food to keep them over the weekend, which is a great service to those families that need it. Community Outreach does various things. Right now, they're kind of, they don't really have a whole lot going on right now, but we're looking at building a Christmas pyramid. And this is something that we've been talking about for a while, and they've got some plans and things now, so probably here in the next, maybe not this Christmas, but maybe next Christmas, we'll have a Christmas pyramid. It's huge, 30 feet tall, so it'll be awesome. The historical committee, will do all kinds of things, including on our Facebook page. They are publishing a weekly snippet of Osgood history. So take a look at that. That's a lot of fun. We have other committees as well, but those are just a few that you might be interested in getting involved in.
And you mentioned the historical piece on the Facebook. You got Madison Freeman Holman lived from 1857 to 1943. So I'm not going to give up anything on that. You have to look for yourself and find
that's
it out.
Right. That's right.
right. So it sounds like there's pretty much everything for everybody in case they're interested. They join attend a meeting and, just look over the roster of committees and see what speaks to them, basically.
Right, right. It's all good stuff, and Osgood is benefiting from it.
And, of course, you're obviously involved with the theater committee. Are you involved in any others, Billy Ebinger?
Right now, I pretty much stick with the theater committee. That one keeps me pretty well hopping. But I'm always available when anybody asks, I'm available for help.
And if someone, of course, you mentioned that they can go to the meetings. Mm-hmm. Again, that's on when again, please?
The meetings are on the second Tuesday of each month.
Okay. Around 6, 6:30.
Around 6 or 6:30. I could check my calendar, but I don't have it right now.
Okay. No problem. But be at the Valdeco Insurance office.
Yes. There
on Main Street. Okay.
And I just happened to found it. It is at 6:30.
Okay. All right. We got that figured out.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Okay. So, of course, they can go to the meeting. And then what are some other ways that, someone who lives in Osgood, maybe, or the surrounding area, and they're interested, they're hearing this, and how can they go about either contacting you or somebody from the committee?
Well, they can call me at 812-756-8438, or they can contact Jerry Vollmer at the Valdeco Insurance Office. He's the president of the overarching committee, and he's very good about it. You can also talk to any of the members, just ask, are you a member?
Yeah.
And if you're at the right place, somebody will say yes.
Yeah, there you go. It's either yes or no. It's just that simple.
It's that simple.
Okay. So again, Billy can be reached at 812-756-8438. Anything else, Billy Eminger, before we cut you loose?
Well, I would like to tell you how to get tickets for the show. You can go out to our Facebook page. There's a link there. You can also give me a call, again, at 812-756-8438, or probably the easiest of all, you can stop by the Hub at Osgood. Now, that formerly was Billy's Looking Good. It's right there on Main Street. You can't miss it. Big blue building with a black awning. You can go in there, and you can pick up your tickets there, and you can pay by cash, credit card, or check at that location. The other two options are credit card.
All right. So again, it's December 10th at 7 p.m. at the Dam Theater in Osgood, the Osgood Beautification Committee and Theater Committee presenting this year's Christmas show featuring the Isaacs. So be sure you get your tickets. And as Billy mentioned, get on the Facebook page, and there's a link there, and just a few tickets left. So So run, don't walk. To
indeed.
You can't say the ticket office anymore.
Not because, anymore.
No. But to the device of your choice. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds even better.
Thank you. Well, Billy Ebinger with the Osgood Beautification Committee, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Stay well and continued success to you and everybody with the group.
Well, thank you very much, Tom.